It is next to impossible for a person to identify mineral salts and powdered metals when chemical substances are laid out before him. No one who has not received training in the field can tell iron apart from zinc just by looking at them. Neither is it possible to tell which substance will benefit the body and how much of which ones is needed at that particular moment. Human beings cannot distinguish between these substances, though the cells in their intestines can do so without the slightest difficulty. As we have seen, the possession of intelligence and consciousness is not enough to be able to tell chemical substances apart. Detailed information on the subject is also essential. That being the case, how did the intestinal cells come by that information? How do the trillions of cells in the human body determine which chemical is lacking and which there is too much of? And how do they know how to put the matters right? Cells consisting of combinations of atoms cannot be regarded as possessing any will of their own. This information has obviously been specially placed inside them. It is also obviously impossible for such a glorious process to come about by chance or from any other effect. This goes to show that there is a superior power that bestows the consciousness that cells exhibit upon them, and that power is Allah, the creator of all things. It is Allah who shapes them within a specific order. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. How could he have a son when he has no wife? He created all things, and he has knowledge of all things. That is Allah, your Lord. There is no God but Him, the Creator of everything. So worship Him. He is responsible for everything.